The role of political Islam is one of the key issues involved in the conflict in Egypt. So, of course, is the legacy of decades of authoritarian rule, not to mention deep economic problems. But British journalist Nafiz Mossadegh Ahmed writes today in the online journal Quartz that there's something else going on in Egypt that we're not hearing much about, and that's a growing resource crisis in the country and in the region. And Nafiz, when you talk about a resource crisis, what in particular are you seeing in Egypt? Are we talking energy, food, water, all of them?
Yeah, I definitely think that it's all of these kinds of crises are interacting and creating the problems we see in Egypt. And it's very important not to kind of reduce the problem just to one of these issues. It's in fact the way in which these issues are able to affect each other and multiply the challenges for the country overall.
Well, pull one of them out for us, like energy, for example.
Well, energy definitely, I think, was one of the most central issues that I think is not really talked about very much. When it comes to Egypt's economic challenges. In 1996, Egypt's oil production peaked. So its oil production was declining. And so since then, we've seen that the state's revenues have plummeted. And that's had a major impact on its ability to maintain subsidies of these key commodities like food and fuel. And that has obviously impacted the Egyptian consumer, because Egyptians spend half of their income on food. So having that subsidy reduced has a major impact on the everyday life of the everyday Egyptian.
I'm just curious how you can be certain that these resource issues are the underlying causes of this conflict rather than just something that's happening at the same time. Isn't it more coincidence that these economic troubles were peaking at the same time that Morsi was trying to consolidate his power, sending tens of thousands of people into the streets?
Well, I think it's important, again, to kind of not kind of say that the resource issues were the only factor. That would be a mistake. And to kind of say, I think, but what's interesting is to see, well, why is it that we had this coincidence, for example, between, you know, the rocketing food prices, say, in 2011, when, you know, across the region, we had food riots going on that was linked not just to, you know, oil prices, but also to the impact of climate change on the world's major food basket regions. And so I think it's quite plausible when you look at those issues and the way in which we see that impact, that there was a link. There are these very entrenched political grievances. And without those political grievances, you know, we wouldn't necessarily have had this kind of a momentous response.
I can see how a resource crisis leads to an economic crisis, and that obviously can lead to instability. But if these are such strong economic factors in pushing Egypt into its current crisis, why aren't more people talking about them?
Well, I think one of the reasons is that one of the symptoms of the crisis in terms of the economic problems is that there's so much poverty and illiteracy rates. So that kind of thing means that people aren't necessarily equipped to kind of grasp what's going on. They don't have access to information. And of course, they're living in a society where the media has for many decades been, you know, heavily controlled. So access to that kind of critical information, which would look, for example, at these issues like oil supplies, how does that impact on food, you know, issues like climate change, how that might be affecting Egypt's ability to grow food and things like that. It's not easy to get that kind of information, even for someone who has, you know, the ability to kind of go to university and can afford an education.
Nafiz Mossadegh Ahmed writes for Quartz, The Guardian, and other outlets. We've got a link to his piece on the resource crisis and the Egyptian crisis at theworld.org. Nafiz, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Marco.